So often I am examining the section of scripture where Uzzah is killed by God. And I've talked about that before. The thing that really I have never quite paid attention to, and that as I read it, I really felt like this is what we've got to focus in on. Because this is for us. This is for me. This is for you. Was that the Philistines heard that David was king. You have to remember that David had fled to the Philistines to get away from Saul. He just got tired of being constantly on the run for his life and defected over to the Philistines just to have some safety for him and his men. They hear that he's king now, and they come to challenge that because there was sort of a rift that had developed. David was going to actually go to battle with his men against Israel on behalf of the Philistines. And the high council of the Philistines rejected that and sent David away. So now they're coming to challenge David's sovereignty over Israel. David hears about it, goes out to meet him, and goes before the Lord. God, what should I do? God tells him to go out and meet them. He will deliver them. And that is exactly what happens at Baal-perazim. David defeated them. His first battle defeats the mighty Philistine army. He sends them running. And David says, God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a breakthrough of water. That is a word from the Lord to us. The breakthrough that you seek is coming like a breakthrough of water. However, you have to read what comes next. When they left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. The breakthrough that we seek in our lives, and each of us seeks breakthrough in some area of our life. No matter what the pressure is, whether it's relationships, money, addictions, whatever, until the gods are gathered up and burned with fire, destroyed, in other words, it will not come. Then you see what happens. After all the Philistine gods are destroyed, David comes to God again and says, shall I go up against them? God says, this time, no. Circle around them. Come upon them from in front of the mulberry trees. And it shall be when you hear a sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you will go out to battle, for God has gone out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines. So you see what happens. God rarely takes us the same way twice. But in this case, the gods that are not God are struck down. God himself sends the angel armies before David. This is what it will look like for us. The breakthrough that we seek, that began on the 7th of July, will continue in our lives all the way through the end of the year and beyond, to the degree that we are willing to tear down the high places and strongholds in our lives. I know that can seem a little mystical and weird, but I'm not here to decide what that looks like for you. I'm here to deliver what the Word of God says, and whatever that looks like for you, you'll know. If you have bowed your knee to the Holy Spirit's direction in your life, you probably already know. And I'm not saying that this is going to be something easy. I suspect it'll be the fight of your life to have faith and trust in God. Because what normally happens when you begin to tear down high places and strongholds in your life and yield yourself over to God is that all hell breaks loose. Everything gets thrown at you to make you sit down and shut up and live a harmless life. But God will take you around back in through the mulberry trees, and you will hear the sound of marching in the top of the trees, and then you will know God has gone before you.